CBSi and the World, I'm John Batchelor, and this is the Scholar Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. We are in a recovery. The headlines suggest there is a pause. What are the drivers for the pause? Perhaps it's Delta. Perhaps we were anticipating too much good news too quickly coming out of the pandemic. If we are coming out of the pandemic, that itself is uncertain. But I go to the headlines in American Shipper. This is a business-to-business site about the container ships traversing the planet to bring goods to market. Part of the recovery is consumer. A major part in America is the consumer, but there have to be full shelves coming Christmas, coming back to school, coming Easter next year, we're anticipating. And the full shelves derive much of their strength from the manufacturing in China. Chris Riegel has traveled China. He knows the ports and the manufacturing centers. And right now I go to a headline American Shipper that looks promising given where we are. Shipping disruptions contained as Ningbo port nears reopening. Chris, a very good evening to you. What is Ningbo? How is it part of the story of the recovery? And what are we watching for from Ningbo? Good evening.
Good evening, John. Ningbo is a large industrial city just south of Shanghai by about 2 hours, former capital in China, so capital city. Ningbo is one of the biggest ports in China, the third largest but the heaviest volume. In the last 2 weeks, Ningbo was shut down due to COVID. Now with the reopening, the ideation would be containers could move from China, but unfortunately the problem is not really on the Chinese side, it's on the U.S. side. All of the U.S. ports from Long Beach to Houston to Elizabeth, New Jersey are all backed up. So even though China is getting a little bit more back to normal with the reopening of Ningbo, the congestion in the U.S. is getting extremely bad and continues to be worse.
And that matches another headline in American Shipper. Clock ticking for Christmas imports as West Coast congestion mounts. Some months ago, you commented that flying over Long Beach, flying over the West Coast of the United States, you could see a long line of gigantic ships, container ships, backed up like waiting for gas during an OPEC disruption in the 20th century. American Shipper says the record that was achieved in December, January of this last period is now about to be surpassed by the stack of container ships in the West Coast that is matched by Georgia ports and other ports on the East Coast. So, again, is this itself a driver for a pause, for a pause in the recovery? And is this itself something that can be addressed with time, Chris? Or is this now part of the story of the supply chain that hasn't been solved?
It's both part of the story of the supply chain that hasn't been solved, but also part of the inflation story. The cost of moving a container from China to the West Coast ports in the U.S. because of the congestion, the inefficiency, the labor problems that are occurring currently is north of 30 times what it would normally be. So that's translating to consumer inflation dramatically. And at some point, the real question is, does the U.S. economy start to step back, or do you see an economic decline that may actually cause the container shipments to ease in terms of congestion because demand goes way down?
The recovery. The headlines in the Wall Street Journal in these last hours suggest that there is hesitation. Stocks retreat. Oil and copper drop. All right, markets go up and down. In the subhead, major indexes extend their retreat and the dollar strengthen as rising COVID-19 cases dulls the economic outlook and the Federal Reserve mulls withdrawing stimulus. Puzzle, puzzle, puzzle. We can't see the future. We haven't got a crystal ball. But it is extremely tempting to match what appears to be a slowdown and hesitation with the Delta variant. We get a mixed picture here. The president now says that he's going to go ahead with a third shot. I believe he had either Moderna or Pfizer, one or the other. The technology that worked so well these last months. Your measure of business to business, which is chiefly what you see as you travel the country. Is there a hesitation in reopening? Is there a hesitation in taking new orders and rehiring, Chris?
I think there's no hesitation in taking orders. I think the hesitation now continues from that supply chain. Earlier today, you saw Toyota come out and announce that they're cutting production globally by 40% because of the continued chip shortage. So the paradox of this situation is you have consumer demand. You have people that are flush with cash and want to buy things, but you have producers, and Toyota is not a small company with a limited chain, but you're seeing these supply chain disruptions that are saying, hey, we're going to cut output by half because of these problems. That sends huge economic waves throughout the production systems and all the supply chain systems supporting Toyota, and translates into a big economic loss in that environment. So while the consumer demand is there, the desire to return is there, you continue to have disruptions that I think will continue to be choppy for some period of time.
The tragedy in Kabul is gripping every news report. It is a bad news story. That necessarily explains people hesitating. We have reason to believe that the economic recovery continues, the number of jobless claims falls, and the plans in Washington are for more and bigger stimulus. I mention all that because at the same time we're depending upon things to go back to normal. That would be the supply chain out of China. But there's a puzzle here, Chris, and you brought to my attention. Xi Jinping is acting like a socialist from the 19th century. They pretend to pay us, we pretend to work, is how it worked out eventually. But she is now talking about the radical redistribution by making targets of the well-to-do in China. Do you see this as also a disruptive factor for the worldwide slowdown, or is that in the future?
I think it's fascinating to see in China, where you've had hundreds of millions of people that have grown out of poverty into a middle class in the last 20, 30 years as China's become the manufacturing center for the globe. Now you have this talk of wealth redistribution and wealth inequality, which is interesting in a communist country that there was wealth to begin with. That being said, look under the facade to say, why is this coming out and why is this coming out now? In China, the most important rule is the stability and the tranquility of society. If Mr. Xi is making this move, I think the deeper read is to say there is the potential or the risk of social unrest because of this inequality. And as you see this gathering storm within China internally, it portends very, very badly for the rest of the world. If those problems continue to magnify internally, then they will translate externally.
We're not going to solve this. We're going to go on to more headlines. There's a hesitation about back to the office. I have not seen comparable hesitation about back to school. Colleges are reporting in person. However, the Delta is in the land. The headlines are uncertain. Back to the office is something we can measure, because we've had success working from home. Do you hear back to the office hesitation across your business or across your customer's business?
Many of the customers that were scheduled for post Labor Day return to the office are now talking maybe December, maybe January 1st. So I think you'll see a further push in many of the large corporations to delayed back to the office plans that may go into 2022.
And that, of course, has a bumper effect along the way about asset values, about real estate, all of that. We're delaying the recovery. Or, Chris, this is a philosophical question. Is this the recovery? Is this the future? Living with the variant, living with what you'd have to say is non-transparency in Chinese reporting, living with Xi Jinping and this idea that he's going to level a society that is itself dangerous.
I think the thought around it would be, if this is the new normal, there's a huge, huge economic reset that will happen to small business in the U.S. The tailor, the coffee shop, the sundry shop that may be in Midtown Manhattan supporting all those gleaming glass buildings around may not be able to survive for the delays or for the lockdowns. They were hit very, very hard in the first lockdown. A second lockdown or a delay of returning to the office will just wipe out large sectors of that small business service economy, and that's not good for America.
And it's uneven. Yes, Chris, you travel the land. Different states are responding differently to the Delta variant. We have 30 seconds.
in the Florida, Texas that have been materially open through the entire thing, it's been much less punitive to business. In the Californias, New Yorks, the northern blue states, you see much, much more business destruction and many more people migrating out of those environments.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. This is the Scholar Report. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.